Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, AWN listeners. My name is Annika Mathidis. I am AWN's podcast production assistant. I'm currently stationed at Fort Bliss, Texas, with my amazing husband of 2 years, and I am sitting in beautiful weather. It's amazing weather here, and I am just rolling with the punches this morning. Please forgive me. This is my first time doing a live, and I am going to wear a graduation cap this morning. Which might seem silly. You might be wondering, why is she wearing a graduation cap? Well, I am glad you asked, because I am wearing this for 2 reasons. The first reason, I was supposed to graduate in May, and because of the coronavirus going around, it is either severely postponed or it's just completely delayed or canceled. Why not get the use out of it now? And the second reason, I'm going to be talking about my personal mill spouse education journey and how being a mill spouse affected things, and I'll also be adding some tidbits of encouragement for those in similar situations. Before I begin, I want to say that education is so important. It's incredibly empowering. It's fulfilling. You can grow your knowledge and find what you truly love. I also want to say that education doesn't have to be in the typical 4-year university setting. This can be an online program, this can be a trade program, or personal education, just reading, researching, doing what you love. And it can even be in the work setting as well. Sorry about that. And that work setting could be hitting those milestones, learning, growing, whatever. And back to my educational journey. It started after high school. I began dating my now husband and service member, David. And our second year at A&M, he contracted with the Army. I had to make a really serious choice on if this was worth it, if I was qualified to be a mill spouse, which, as other mill spouses know, there is no preparation. There's no qualifications for this life. You roll with the punches, just like I'm doing this morning with my camera being kind of wonky, and you just get as much support as possible. Obviously, I chose to be with him. I chose to be a mill spouse, and he is so worth it. And our third year at A&M, we were engaged. By our last year, before our senior year, we were married. And if anyone else was married while at a university, it can be a really odd experience. I got married right after I turned 21. Some people thought I was crazy. Other people probably thought it, just didn't tell me about it. And, you know, I had some incredible friends. I had great support while I was in college. They were amazing, supportive. And even though I had these gems of people around me, I did feel like the odd man out a lot of times, living a different lifestyle than others when you're in college. It can be weird. So my first tidbit of encouragement to those who are young, married, and in college, find supportive, mature couples who will build up your marriage rather than criticize it. David and I received the most support and love from this older couple. We met them at church. Their names are Joe and Glow. I mean, how cute is that, Joe and Glow? They would feed us lunch every Sunday. They would just pour wisdom into us. We gained so much insight from them. And I challenge others to find other couples who are established and mature and willing to walk with y'all through your marriage. As you know, marriage is not an easy walk, especially while you're in school and maybe finances are struggling and you're just trying to figure it out. Please ignore my puppies fighting in the background. Hopefully they'll calm down pretty soon. Anyways, we graduated. I graduated with my BS in psychology and David did international studies. And after we graduated, it was August of 2018, David commissioned. And during that same month, I started my online master's program. And man, it was It's a master's in social work. I have such a big want to help others who are underserved. My focus in social work was children, youth, and families. And I had a specialized track with military families because I'm already going into life. Why not do military social work? In January of 2019, it was my second semester with my program. I took up an internship near College Station, which is where A&M is located. And I was required by my master's program to have an internship for a whole year. And it's great because it would allow me to get the experience that I needed. I could gain the knowledge that I needed. And I would be in a familiar place for the whole year. On the other hand, it was pretty tough because David had to go to Fort Benning, Georgia that same month in January. And if I had a choice, I would have gone with him in a heartbeat. I would have found an internship there and made it work. But unfortunately, there was no way of knowing how long David would be in Georgia, whether it was 4, 6, 9 months, who knew? I really just needed to find an internship and be at one place and put all of my time and energy into it. I interned at an amazing place called Scotty's House. It provided forensic interviews and free counseling to kids aged 3 to 18 who experienced trauma. I learned so much from those people, especially from the counselors there. They really made my experience amazing, and I will always have a place in my heart for that internship. I know that it was great, and I learned so much, and I had a lot of support around me, but it was really hard because the downside, my husband was away for 11 months. He was in Georgia for a long time, and I visited him at least once a month, but it was still really challenging. And I know some of y'all are spouses and you're in your education, and for whatever reason, you might be separated from your spouse. So here is my little tidbit of encouragement. Focus on your goals. And you might be thinking, just educational goals? That's kind of selfish to only think about your educational goals. No, I don't mean just your educational goals. I mean your marriage goals, your family goals, other goals. My goal in my marriage was to have consistent, if possible, because you don't know if it's always going to be consistent with the military, so consistent and open communication. My educational goal was to finish my master's within 2 years, and I wanted to do that with at least a 3.5 GPA and gain as much knowledge as possible. I really worked hard. It took so much hard work and prayer and self-care and support. Self-care is so important, especially during the craziest of times, whether it's sitting down in the morning for 5 minutes while drinking coffee, or exercising, or even binging a show on Netflix, because that can be self-care as well. So that was very important for me to do. It took a lot of hard work, but I made it to my goals because I focused really, really hard on them. And can I just say, male spouses with children who are pursuing your education, oh my goodness, wow. Y'all are the real MVPs, because I cannot imagine doing all of this work while also having a family. So shout out to y'all. Y'all are rocking it. You can do it. Make sure that y'all continue getting the love and support and care that you truly need. Feel free to reach out to AWN. We can be a great resource for y'all. And I'm now able to take my education and my experience. I can put it towards a career in social work. And that's just amazing to me that I can do what I love. Although in the midst of these times with the coronavirus, things are pretty delayed. It's really hard getting a job right now, but I still feel empowered and fulfilled that I have gone through this journey, and I'm going to continue going through my own educational goals, continue reading and researching. I have no idea where God will take me and how I'm going to use my experience in the future. But I do feel empowered that I worked hard to reach these goals. So I strongly encourage everyone out there to create your goals, have very specific goals in mind, and work towards them. You can do it. You have people around you. Continue gaining people around you. Get those educational goals. Continue working on marriage and your marriage goals, your family goals. Make sure you have those supportive, mature couples around you. It's so important. And don't forget about self-care. It's incredibly, incredibly important. Again, I apologize for my crazy puppies. They are Mike and Sully. They might make an appearance in a minute or two. Who knows? But again, education, so important. And feel free to comment below if you are an Aggie. Yeah, feel free to comment. Feel free to share where you went to school or if you have your own educational goals in mind. We would love to be a great resource for you. And yeah, keep doing your thing. Keep working hard. This is your AWN team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.